You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Department of Public Health is asking residents to participate in a survey to review issues with access to health care. According to a press release, the survey asks residents to take about 10 minutes and share their experiences with accessing health care in the region so health department officials can better understand where the barriers to access are. Chippewa County residents have faced a number of difficult hurdles while seeking health care since the abrupt closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls last year. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers St. Paul District will be hosting a public meeting in River Falls next week on an environmental restoration project on the Kinnickinnick River. The agency is currently seeking public input on its draft feasibility study for the project, which will cover the costs and potential benefits of the project and help federal agencies determine if they should pursue it. The public meeting will be held on June 4th from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the council chambers at River Falls City Hall. A recording of the meeting will also be available online. The Barron County 4-H Association has announced the release of a newly updated plat book for the county. The plat book contains a detailed map of all the towns and ranges in the county, including land ownership, property boundaries, and more. This year, the book also features an enhanced LIDAR aerial view map for a topographical look at the county, as well as an updated watersheds map, school district maps, and trail maps. The proceeds will directly support kids in the 4-H program, and it can be purchased at the county government center or the library. Department of Safety and Professional Services officials are warning of credential and licensing delays if a couple dozen temporary positions expire as expected later this year. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included funding for 24 permanent positions to replace those temporary positions in his biennial budget proposal, which has already been gutted by state Republicans. DSPS officials say that without those additional positions, Wisconsinites who need state licenses or credentials to start a new job could end up waiting even longer to receive them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is conducting a new study on one of the most popular freshwater sporting fish in the state. DNR officials began their study into the state's panfish population in 2019 and now expect to conclude that study next year. The agency is asking anglers for their experience fishing for panfish, as well as conducting their own field studies. Their goal is to better understand what environmental factors may be contributing to the decline of the panfish population and what regulations can be put into place to protect them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they have until the end of the month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The 2025 elk hunting season will open on October 18th. Applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. Eau Claire County has officially launched its search for a new county administrator. According to a press release, the county will be accepting applications for the position through June 27th. The chosen candidate will serve as the chief administrative officer for the county, overseeing operations, managing the annual budget, and implementing the policies established by the county board. Current county administrator Catherine Schauf intends to retire on July 10th, and Corporation Counsel Sharon McElwam will serve in the position in the interim. Charges against a Ladysmith man accused of conspiracy to commit homicide have been refiled in Rusk County Circuit Court weeks after being dismissed. 66-year-old Malcolm Young is currently in prison on unrelated convictions for stalking and bail jumping. He was accused of offering to pay another inmate to commit homicide in October. The criminal complaint also contains allegations that Young made detailed plans for armed robbery and threats of retaliation. He's scheduled to appear in Rusk County Court on the newly refiled charges in June. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a new line of merchandise in honor of the state park system's 125th anniversary. According to a press release, purchases of the new merchandise will go directly to supporting the state park system. The new merchandise includes a 125th anniversary sticker, a reusable tote bag, a camp mug, coasters, posters, and more. They can be purchased from state parks, forests, and recreation areas across the state, and the DNR will host pop-up shop events throughout the summer. New rules governing name, image, and likeness opportunities are now in place for high school athletes in Wisconsin. The state was one of the last to approve NIL rules for high school athletes, but the WIAA made the changes at their April meeting. The new NIL rules come with additional requirements to maintain amateur eligibility than NCAA athletes and even high school athletes in other states. Those changes include not allowing students to wear school logos in NIL appearances or banning them from endorsing products that are not age-appropriate. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive!
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain, and they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Thing star is adding her husband, Aaron, into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well. And now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy-drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers, even a few rumbles of thunder will be possible today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers or a thunder shower with a high near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.